Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
There's just one thing that you can do if you are trying to impress your boss. And it's something that for most of us, or a lot of us, probably takes extra effort.
Okay, so if I really want to impress the brain dead jerk who runs this place,
yeah,
I have to do what?
Well, stop calling him a brain dead jerk, probably. Huh. Ooh, you might want to send him the link to Chris Young's video. He might think that was a nice car too. Maybe you should try that.
All right, I'll do that.
Or you can come to work early and most certainly not be late.
Well, it's no wonder the boss likes us so much.
5 a.m. is pretty early.
That's right. We get here earlier than everybody.
But no, it's not early in terms of what time you start your job. That's what time we're supposed to start our job at is 5 a.m.
Crap.
So if we showed up at 4 a.m., that would be impressing the boss.
Well, what the hell would he know? Hey, boss. Hey, brain dead jerk who runs this place. I got here at 3:57 this morning.
Polly'd write you.
Right,
sure.
Polly? I got here at 3:57.
Yep, that's right. See? Right on. You got it.
Employees who typically arrive earlier received higher performance ratings than those who started their workday later. And the more the bosses preferred to wake up early, the more biased they were towards employees that arrived to work late.
Of course.
So if you have an early bird boss.
Yeah. Boss thinks everybody should be like her.
Mm-hmm. Remember that boss we had? He would be in here at like... He would pop his head in probably an hour ago. And we're like, why didn't stay till 5 o'clock. I was impressed by that. The man never slept. But I don't know if that's a good thing or not. He just would be here at 4 o'clock. Kind of made you feel like you're being watched a little bit. Like, what's happening? Why are you in here? So
he was early? Watching. He was keeping a very close eye on all of the things.
He was. But then he would just be here early and stay late. That impressed me, but I'm not the boss, so I don't even know what he was trying to do in that case. But now...
Set a good example.
Look at that guy now. Look what he's doing now. See where he is now? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's in sunny California, counting his money. That's what he's doing. We should have listened to that guy. Damn it! Why did I always tell that guy off?
That'll teach you. See, you think I'm the bad example around here.
I think that you're right. I think that I might actually just want to keep my mouth shut and then try to get here earlier. Like, you should do the things in order of importance, right? You know, stop yelling at the boss. I don't yell at this boss, but I did yell at that boss a lot.
Who didn't? Mm. Just get here at 3:57 like I do. You'll be fine.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.